Hello, everyone, and welcome to Our Stories, lively and direct from the production studios at community radio station KHMB, 100.9 FM and 1710 AM. This podcast is a collection of news stories from CoastSideNews.com, publishers of the Half Moon Bay Review and Pacifica Tribune. This podcast is a collaboration between the nonprofit Coastal Literary Arts Movement, Coastside News, and KHMB Radio. I'm David Gorn. For joining us on Our Stories. This is our third podcast. And yes, I think this is the best one so far. But first, I have to say, before we get started, all of us at Our Stories, we have been surprised and delighted at the response to this podcast. We do love the news, figuring out what's happening in our community, giving an unbiased and clear account of all of it. We think that's really important. Now, just to be clear for a second, this podcast is slightly different because we're playing a little, having a little fun, along with telling the news. So today, we have two good ones. The first one up today touches on a project that started out looking like it was simple and straightforward, but like a lot of simple plans, has now morphed into something larger, much larger. Ashton Hackey is with me in the studio. He's a reporter at CoastSideNews.com. He has two stories here, different but related. The first one is about this relatively straightforward plan to repave Highway 1 from the harbor at the north end all the way through the southern border of the city of Half Moon Bay. Again, it started out simple and straightforward. Ashton Hackey, can you explain?
Yeah, of course. So if you look at Highway 1, you can see it needs repaving. Once you hear about Caltrans plans to fix that road, you can't drive on it without noticing all the places where it needs to be repaved.
I get that. That's kind of a slam dunk. I can't really imagine that anyone would be against repaving the highway. Looks like a simple public works project.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It has become so much more than that. Once you start to think about it, what happens when a city street is being redone?
Well, you have to shut it down, right? People won't like that, I guess. Traffic is already ranked as an F on the coast side. This would make it an F minus.
Yeah, but then there's the noise, especially when a lot of work will need to be done right at night to minimize those traffic disruptions.
Okay, sure. Loud machinery at night. I can see that being an issue for some neighbors. It could be seriously inconvenient for like...
more than a year.
A year? You mean like all of this year?
Well, actually, closer to 2 years. This year, all of next year, and a little bit more than that. The finish date could change a little. Right now, it's slated to start the summer and go till sometime in 2027.
Ah, I am starting to hear the swell of citizen complaints. It's getting louder.
But there hasn't been a huge outcry over that. At least, not what I've heard. The outcry has been over something else.
Okay, you have my full attention. Go ahead.
Just to put this out there, Caltrans has been doing this for a long time. They know how to address people's concerns. They know how to minimize traffic impacts and minimize noise impacts. The idea is that they'll work one lane at a time, and they have a plan for keeping traffic running smoothly. They have a plan to reduce noise. They have a plan for all the usual concerns. I mean, they've been doing this for a long time. They know how to address people's concerns.
I do get the trade-off. It's inconvenient for motorists and possibly neighbors to repave Highway 1, but it's much more inconvenient to have it in this sort of worsening disrepair.
Yeah, that's basically it. Now, onto a totally different story.
I know you said you have a really simple way to explain it. That's good for my small brain. Simple is good.
I think you like this. Hold on. So... imagine you're Caltrans.
I'm Caltrans.
And you're driving out on a sunny day on the weekend, top down, cruising down the highway. You're admiring the view, at peace with the world.
I'm still Caltrans, right?
Yeah, and then you're zipping along, feeling like the king of the world, and then boom.
Let me guess.
Caltrans meets Half Moon Bay. Suddenly, it's not just a repaving project anymore.
Ah, sounds like a bad horror movie. You have to explain.
Sure, so... when it repaves Highway 1, Caltrans also wants to put in a new bike lane on either side of the road.
Oh, no. An evil bike lane? What are they thinking?
They're thinking it would be good to have a bike lane on both sides of the road. There have been some concerns expressed about that, like at City Council, about putting a bike lane so close to that highway. Some people wonder why we need another bike lane in addition to the Coastal Trail, as well as having those existing bike and pedestrian paths just off the highway through most of the parts of Half Moon Bay.
Well, but my understanding is that the bike lanes are designed in part for events like the AIDS ride and in part to allow bike riders to have a more direct path than all of those other trails. I don't think there's a huge outcry over having those bike lanes, is there?
Yeah, but if you do have bike lanes, then you really can't have cars parking illegally along that shoulder of the road, blocking them.
Well, that makes sense.
But if you think about that for a second, think about all the cars around Surfers Beach and most of the way down to the harbor. They're parking along that side of the road.
Yeah, that's a lot of cars.
So if they can't park there anymore because it's technically illegal anyway and there's a bike lane there, where will they go?
Well, I have no idea.
Well, then you have to build them a parking lot.
Ah, a big parking lot.
Yeah, so the Coastal Commission has put Caltrans on the hook for a parking lot for about 70 or more cars. It has to be somewhat near the old parking lot.
Which means it has to be somewhat visible from the highway. Is that right? A big old parking lot somewhere near the highway in El Granada.
Yeah, some people have worried that if you put a parking lot out of the side of the highway, no one's going to know it's there, no one will use it, and then you have an empty parking lot and people will try to park illegally on the new brand new bike lane.
So, it's located
on the Burnham Strip, that open field just east of the highway. At least that's one of the proposals. And, oh, and one more thing.
As my dad would say, Jesus Christo, give me strength.
If you build a parking lot for all those cars, people come out of those cars.
And, of course, they want to go to the water, right? They need to cross the highway.
So, the Harbor District's proposed building a pedestrian walkway, too.
So, okay, so, a parking lot on Burnham Strip and another spot on Highway 1 where traffic has to stop. Even though it's illegal to park on the side of Highway 1, everyone who does it will be upset that they can't.
And on top of all that, the Harbor District owns that small piece of the Burnham Strip that could become the parking lot. So Caltrans will need to work out a deal with them and potentially other stakeholders as well.
That could take a while, right?
Yeah, it could. But the Coastal Commission gave Caltrans a timeline. They need to complete the parking lot by 2026.
By next year? Seriously? You can't get a pop-up lemonade stand approved by then.
There's actually quite a bit more as well. Some city officials want Caltrans to fix that so-called pork chop sidewalk at Kelly Avenue and Highway 1. They say it's a fatality waiting to happen. Now, Caltrans said this is outside the scope of the paving project, so the city is applying for grants to do that one themselves. There are also questions about how Caltrans projects intersect with the city work on Poplar Street and with big plans for a reorganization of the highway lanes near Terrace Avenue.
Okay, that's a lot. So give me the summing up. Where does everything stand now?
Sure. So right now, everything is a go. Caltrans is reportedly working with the city and the harbor to meet its deadlines, but we haven't yet seen a final plan regarding the bike paths or the parking. It's working with the Harbor District to try to secure that space for parking. It's full speed ahead, really.
I guess as every single driver on the coastside could tell you then, you still have to be careful. Traffic could stop right in front of you at any moment. Now that was really interesting. Though it is true my brain hurts a little from that story, it's so complicated. We are going to move on to topic number two. It's time to imagine here for a minute. We are going to take you by the hand. We're going to lead you through a new world, a world where the look and feel of the Mid-Coast is pretty different. That is, what the Mid-Coast world will look like if all the proposed and pending projects in that area all happen. So Ashton Hackey, he's still here, and he's going to help us take this journey of the mind and the developer's chalkboard.
That was quite an introduction, David. Thank you.
But that is what you wrote recently for Coastside News. Imagine a world, right, where the Mid-Coast looks completely different.
Yeah, there are a number of projects being proposed right now that could really reshape the Coastside, all focused near a strip of Highway 1 about a mile and a half long from Magellan Avenue, right near El Granada Elementary, up to Coral Reef Avenue in Princeton.
So you're talking about Surfers Beach, basically, that area.
Yeah, basically the Surfers Beach area in general.
So start gazing, look in your ball, tell me, what do you see?
Sure. So I see a new hotel, new roads and trails, new bike lanes, a parking lot, a pretty big new park, and a second golf ball out at Mavericks Point.
Take me through it all so I understand.
So a few years from now, if the project's now in various stages of development come to fruition, you would be driving north on Highway 1, starting in Miramar and heading north towards the harbor.
Okay, I can see that. Going past the Barn restaurant and taking that long left turn, and El Granada comes into view on the right and Miramar Beach on the left.
Yeah, so the first thing you would notice, what we just talked about actually previously, the Highway 1 is now smooth and repaved with a new bike lanes on both sides of the road.
Right. I can't remember that far back. Repaving starts this summer and is done in 2027.
That's the goal, at least. But now you're going to see El Granada Elementary School on your right. But it's almost unrecognizable now.
I have seen they're building a new school building there.
Yeah, and that's just a part of it. You're looking at a $27 million modernization and construction project funded by bond measures passed by voters. And it's transforming the school. Those old portables, adios. There will be 7 new classrooms. Other buildings will be remodeled. There's a new playground already in place. New fencing, new landscapes. Much of this work is already underway.
Wow, I didn't realize how much of a difference it'll be there.
Yeah, and as you keep driving north, you're going to see double, because there will now be 2 giant golf balls on the cliffs above Mavericks Beach.
Oh, the golf ball. I know that golf ball replaced the giant radar dish, right?
Yeah, so they're called radomes. The word combines radar and dome to give you a radome. And the second one is the same size as the first one, but only half as high.
Okay, so 2 sort of descending balls. I'm trying to picture that and not make a juvenile remark about what that looks like.
Yeah. Anyway, the project went to the Coastal Commission in 2024, and so far, no decision. But that could be coming soon.
Okay. So what else?
Just glance over to your left at Surfers Beach. Now, there's actually a beach at Surfers Beach.
I'm sorry, what?
If and when the Harbor District goes through with its surface beach restoration and the Harbor De-Raging Project, which is aimed to start this summer, they will drop about 100,000 cubic feet of new sand there.
Hmm. So the waves won't get as close to the highway there then?
It's more to check erosion along the coastal trail, but yeah, it's to protect the entire coast area and, you know, prevent any more dramatic change.
Like you told me earlier, there aren't any cars parked along Highway 1 here, just bikers riding on their brand new bike lanes past Surfers Beach and Sam's Chowder House. But I get the feeling you're not done yet.
Yeah, well, there's also that new hotel.
Where's that?
It's between Beach House Hotel and Sam's. The proposal is for a 3-story tall, 20-room hotel with a swimming pool and a huge rooftop deck. That one is in the preliminary stages, though. It's being proposed, but there are miles of approvals to go before anyone sleeps there.
So, oh wait, you're smiling. You're telling me there's more.
Yeah, so the biggest change coming to the Mid-Coast is the proposed El Granada Park. It's right next to the proposed parking lot, and it's designed to look like Chrissy Field in San Francisco, but with less lawn and more water-saving natural open space.
I love Chrissy Field in San Francisco.
I think we all do. The project is going to move that skate ramp to the new park and add in picnic areas, children's play structures, a little dog park, lots of green space and walking paths, outdoor showers for the surfers, and a community recreation center. That's the plan, anyway.
I know there's a preschool in part of that area right now, so what would happen to the preschool that's there?
Yeah, so that's currently what the holdup is. The preschool leases that space, but it's been there for so long, there was a lot of outcry from the community about possibly losing it. So the plans are to go ahead with the park, but the rec center is proposed to be where the preschool is currently, so they're holding off on the rec center for right now.
So, okay, are you finally done?
That's not enough. Yes, that's the last of it, at least along that little 1.5-mile stretch of road.
That's like an El Granada makeover. New park, new road, new hotel, new school, new you. I feel brand new. And we did it. We are done with our third podcast. That was fun. I'd like to thank Ashton Hackey of CoastSideNews.com for joining me. Big thanks, of course, to KHMD Radio, station manager Jim Henderson and engineer Dean Michaels, the nonprofit Coastal Literary Arts Movement, and in particular to board member Peter Finch. Thanks to CoastSide News publisher Emma Spaeth, and thanks times 100 to our editor, Peter Tacosta. I'm David Gorman. And thanks a ton for listening. We're excited to do this again in 2 weeks, Wednesday at 6 on KHMD Radio and through Spotify and other apps. Adios.